Welcome, and thank you for the opportunity to have walked with you this last 18 months or so during the Collaborative Leadership Development Program. This is Deborah Leanne, and I wanted to gift you with a centering and a presencing meditation or practice that you can use, especially during this time of the volatile and uncertain and chaotic, ambiguous moments that we're going through during the pandemic. As leaders, it is exactly what we are here to do, to stay as grounded as possible, to stay centered, to model what equanimity looks like for others, so that we don't contribute to the growing collective anxiety. So let's just take a few minutes. It won't take long to ever redo this or find your own way of getting to center and to the presencing that is where you can draw from in terms of your leadership presence and power. Starting off by just arriving in our bodies, and that looks and feels exactly like that. Slowing down, feeling our body in the chair, wiggling our toes and feeling the soles of our feet as they just soften and open to feel the connection to gravity and Mother Earth. It's important that we remember that when we are grounded, it allows us to stand firmly and to hold space for others. So allowing ourselves to feel our body, our hands on our legs, and settling into this beautiful physical temple that we walk around in every day. Sending our breath to any place that is constricted or tight, or that we're noticing might be speaking in some form of pain or discomfort right now. Sending love and breath. At the same time that we're settling, we're lengthening our upper half of our body, allowing our spine to be straight with actual openness between the vertebra. This is another way that we allow there to be space for grace and light and love and compassion to fill us so that we can emanate that out to others. So continuing to breathe, breathing in the exchange of new air and sending the old air for recycling out. Then we want to focus on our full width. Our length allows us to be tapping into our physical and divine dimensions, as well as our dignity. And our width, our the space between our two shoulders, our knees, our feet, and the outside of our left and right hips, this is what we want to fill up with our essence, our divine brilliant light, and the openness of our heart. It is from this space of fullness, yet openness, that we are available to connect to others. It's by being connected within first to our physical and divine dimensions and our own unique light that allows us to create the space, to connect to others in a vulnerable yet trusting space. This is our truth. This is who we are. From the center of our heart space, we can actually tap into this divine center that is not overwhelmed and not anxious. There's a deep wellspring of peace. If we breathe down into our heart and down even further into our belly. And the third dimension is our depth and breadth. And this is by not leaning back into the past, wishing things to be simpler, different than they are right now, not replaying conversations or the news that we heard this morning, but staying in this moment of now, where God is. And we're not leaning forward into what might happen, what could happen, where the sense of crazy uncertainness might live. So find yourself finding that place of center and breathing into that in the space of the divine now, where pure creativity, potential, and compassion live. And let's just take another few slow and deep breaths in through the nose, allowing ourselves to soften even more, our faces, our eyes, even if they're closed, notice if there's any tightness on your face, relaxing into that. Relaxing our neck and shoulders, our jawline, which holds a lot of tension. Breathing into our back as well as our front of our heart space. And breathing into our front and back of our lower abdomen. And breathing into our right and left of our beingness and our doingness. We want to be in the center of all of that, down and in, and being here now. So create the mantra and the movement and the mood here that you want to take with you upon opening your eyes. I choose opening and softening and allowing my shoulders to settle back, opening my heart space. And I choose to try to remember to tap into my heart and breathe from there, where full trust in God and in this divine plan lives. And from this space, this is how I want to walk in the world and talk in the world and show up as the leader that I am. Take excellent, excellent care of yourself during this time and always. I so appreciate each and every one of you for each of the gifts that you brought to the collective in our time together. Thank you. And blessings.